Grind up some greasy coffee beans. Columbia Dark Supreme. My heart beats fast and my eyes are wide. Make me toss and turn all night.
Welcome to episode 147 of Grits to Glitz, the podcast that asks the question, is there really no place like home?
Really?
Ah, greasy coffee beans. Make me feel so extreme.
Yay, Greasy Coffee Beans by Robert Morgan Fisher from the Podsafe Music Network.
Boy, you are taking care of business. Go ahead. Don't let me get in the way.
No, well, I know that we've got like a million things to talk about. Okay, really just one thing to talk about, but there's a lot to say about it.
Yeah.
I'm Bay. I'm in East Tennessee. Okay, I love Tennessee, but it's not South Carolina.
You're sounding a little disappointed about that. Yeah. I'm Amy. I'm in Las Vegas. There.
Hi, Las Vegas. I like going to Las Vegas, too.
It's fun.
It's oodles of fun. And I've been on vacation. What have you been doing?
I've been getting ready to go on vacation.
Woohoo!
Yay!
We're world travelers.
Indeed we are. And we are traveling at an unusual time of the year. Nobody goes on vacation in September, October.
That's what I like about it.
As a matter of fact, great minds think alike. That's what I'm liking too.
I like the off season.
Good
I like
bargains.
The no crowds.
No crowds. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, lower prices.
Oh, yeah.
Which is definitely necessary during a time like now.
Golly, let's start off with the depressometer. My gosh. Yeah, the economy.
Oh, no. No, I'm sorry. I just have to say this about that. When Wesley and I went on our honeymoon, the stock market had Black Monday, 1987.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That was me. Yeah. I went on vacation and the stock market crashed.
And now you went on vacation and the government has had to rescue every financial entity in America.
Institution, yeah. It's me. I'm sorry, you guys. I'll never leave home again. Okay,
thank you.
I don't mean it.
Well... And furthermore, let me just ask you this. What's the most you paid for gasoline while you were on your trip?
Oh, gosh. I didn't keep as good track of it as Wesley might have. Maybe at the end of the show, we could pause the recording and go ask Wesley for his expert input.
Did you cover your eyes and cry when you pulled up to the gas station?
I don't want to know. Well, it was, I have to say, it was wildly erratic,
yeah.
Variegated. The prices would be $4.29 at one gas station, and down the road it would be $3.89.
Hurricane Ike.
So I think there was, I really think there was some price gouging going on in South Carolina.
I don't know if it was price gouging, it's supply and demand. Everybody ran out thinking that everybody was going to run out of gasoline, so they ran up the prices themselves.
Listen, Amy, I will call a spade a spade. There are three gas stations on Edisto Beach. There's one right next to the Popigs, and it was over $4. The next one is the Edistonian, and it was a reasonable $3.70-some. And the last one is the BP right next to the beach, and it was over $4. If it's that wildly uneven in the same five-mile area, there's some price gouging going on.
Yeah, or there's, yeah. Okay.
Oh, my God. You could totally edit that out because I just sounded like a total.
No. The thing is, you've got somebody who is taking advantage of the situation. I will bet you the $3-and-something-cent guy was, there had lines around the block.
Actually, no. It was the off-season, but.
Oh, well, okay. That's good, too.
But there weren't lines anywhere that we saw. So, okay, getting past the depressing gasoline stuff.
Yes.
I went on vacation and it totally rocked, so I kept calling our voicemail and leaving little nuggets of info.
Indeed you did. Here is the introductory message that you left.
Hi, Amy. Hello, Grits to Glitz listeners. This is Bay, and I'm not in Tennessee. I'm on Edisto Island, South Carolina. Woohoo! I just wanted to call and say I made it, and right now I am outside of a seafood store. You shouldn't call it a store. It's a seafood cinder block shack, and we're buying shrimp. Yay! So that's my Twitter update without Twitter, because I don't Twitter. Bye! Bye-bye!
Oh, my God. I didn't remember leaving that one.
You were too giddy with vacation fun, huh?
I think so. I think I was giddy. That was Sunday night, and that was Flower Seafood, and Captain Flowers in the 1950s was the guy who turned Edisto's economy on its ear and started shrimping.
Oh.
So, hey, history and economy at the same time. And what I have to tell you, we got shrimp. We also got this enormous slab of fresh, caught that day, red snapper. It was more than a pound.
Oh.
And we grilled it, and the shrimp was, it was shrimp, but that red snapper was absolutely divine.
Oh, you do love your seafood. Did you take your herbs with you, your grilling herbs with you?
I totally forgot my grilling herbs. I had to buy herbs and mix them together.
Aww.
Oh, well. But dinner was great. And I didn't remember leaving that message at all. Crazy me.
You sounded so energetic, too.
Oh, yes. I bet I haven't heard the messages, but I bet they get, you know, more bummed out and worn out as the week wears on.
Well, I want to know, did you do any drinking?
Yes. Are you kidding? Yes. As a matter of fact, because, you know, I don't drink to try to lose some weight. And the first night we were there, Wesley said, "We're on vacation. You're not dieting." And I said, "You know, you're right. I'm not."
I like your husband. He's a good one.
Yes, he is. He's a keeper. So we got some booze and I drank all week long. Okay, just in the evenings.
Well, the reason I ask about the boozing it up is because your next message was a little less comprehensible. Listen to this.
In the grits to good soul. My dear, if you can hear me. But we just grilled seafood tonight for dinner and it was fabulous. And I love vacation and I love South Carolina. And I love the fabulous gay boys. I ran into a fabulous gay boy. God, dying to hear more. And all I could think of right now. Bye.
Oh, my God. I know what that was about. Okay, it was really, really garbled. But while we were out getting the seafood and the stuff to season it, we ran into a guy who was really fabulous. And he had worked at the old post office restaurant, which scandalously closed.
Oh?
Just in the last year. And all the people who live there year-round say that the guy who ran the old post office restaurant will never get another business license because he literally closed up shop and ran away in the dark of night.
Oh, my.
And he had been doing really good business. So they think he was just, you know, I don't know, a tax fraud or something. It was fabulous. It was really great to get a good gab session with, you know, a fabulous guy.
I love the way that you put it. I love vacation. I love South Carolina. I love the fabulous gay boys. It's like, oh, okay. You know, the logic follows there.
I was traveling with two heterosexual males, and they don't do the fabulous gossipy gab sessions, and I really missed that.
Well, that's
so running into him was fabulous.
By the way, that actually brings up another small little piece of news. Your daughter stayed home. All by herself.
Yes, my daughter stayed home.
And she survived?
She survived, and the house appears to have survived. I'll let you know after an inspector has looked at the foundation.
Wild parties. Mm-hmm. No, she's a good one.
Yeah, she's a good one, and the house is just fine. Oh. But it was really weird being on vacation without her, and I missed the female companionship.
Oh, well, does she like the historic sites?
I think so. She doesn't like the beach, and this is why she didn't go this time. She said, "I just can't stand the idea of the beach again."
I was like, bring her to Vegas, hon.
I understand.
Yeah, there we go. Well, the reason I ask about the historic sites is because your next voicemail was on your way to a historic site that I have not heard of before. So I'm going to want you to tell me about this after we take a listen to this.
Hey, it's 11:27 and on Monday, and I am crossing the big bridge to the mainland so that we can go see Middleton Place. Yay! I'm still on vacation. Yay! Bye.
Now, what is Middleton Place?
Middleton Place is a rice plantation in South Carolina. Actually, it was one rice plantation owned by the Middletons. They owned a series of plantations throughout South Carolina's coast. One of their satellite plantations was on Edisto, which is pretty cool. But no, the first Middleton, whose name I totally forget, signed the Declaration of Independence. And only two or three generations later, another Middleton signed the Order of Secession.
Oh.
So these guys were incredibly wealthy and
very politically active.
Yes, and very politically active. And the reason it's a National Historic Place, they keep saying the reason this is a National Historic Place is because the first Middleton signed the, well, not the first, one of the Middletons signed the Declaration of Independence. Ooh, that's great.
Yippee.
After the Civil War, two-thirds of the plantation houses, because it was not just one house, it was three houses,
mm-hmm.
The big house and one wing was burned. Only one wing survived, and they've restored that, and they let you stomp around inside it, and it's gorgeous.
Now, by the way, this is a grand old Southern tradition, right? The multiple houses on the one lot. Now, these days, it tends to be like the main house and the trailer in the back, but that was their version of it, right?
Yes, this is a grand old Southern tradition, and as soon as I can get my trailer out back, I'll be carrying it on. Oh, that's I love the way you put that. But it was really cool because in the 1930s, one of the Middleton wives got around on her hands and knees and crawled around in the famous gardens that everybody loved in the 1700s. She literally crawled around on her hands and knees and found the pathways and the old beds and everything the way it was supposed to be and restored that garden pretty much by herself. So
wow.
Yay to her. Yeah, the Garden Club of America gave her a medal. It's on display in the house. And I'm like, they should have given her a freaking parade.
Well, can you imagine how overgrown it must have been? Because it is that weather makes for jungles. And
yes.
So it must have been just, wow, I'm so impressed.
Oh, I was very impressed too. But that's why. And I want you to skip. I know what the next voicemail is, because this one I remember, and you can skip it.
Aww.
I know. But that's why I called and laughed, because I haven't gotten sunburned in years, maybe decades. I just don't get sunburned.
You take such good care.
I'm going to be out in the sun. What?
You take such good care of your skin.
Well, there's that. And also, I really don't spend that much time out in the sun. I'm a little bit vampire or something. I'm not into the outdoor thing in the sun, the direct sun. And so I was very surprised at the end of my hours-long tour of Middleton Place to get in the car and discover I was as red as a lobster. I had spent hours and hours stomping around on that massive rolling green lawn and going up and down those rose garden paths and just, oh, luxuriating, following the little sheep around.
Little sheep? They had little South Carolina sheep?
Tons. Amy, this place is so fabulous. They have a herd of sheep, which they don't just pin them up in one tiny little pen. They get them out and let them loll around on the lawns. And these are vast expanses of lawn in front of the house. It's amazing. When we pulled up, there were little sheep dotting the hillside going up to the house. It was gorgeous.
I am so jealous. That sounds just idyllic.
It really was. And we also had lunch there. It was a really good lunch.
And your son bought a souvenir, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, this was when my crazy boy, my beautiful, crazy, brown-eyed boy, got all excited because as we pulled into Middleton Place, the first thing he saw was the greenhouse next to the gift shop. They sell plants as well as gifts. And he was so excited, he wanted to go right then and buy a plant. And I said, wait until after you've looked at the plantation. And sure enough, at the end of the tour, when we were headed back to the car, hot and tired and lobster-like, he ran straight to that little tent and bought himself a plant.
I love it because he's carrying on. Now, this is something from our family. Our paternal grandfather raised gladiolas. Our father raised daylilies. You've been a gardener of a number of things, including daylilies and roses. And now your son is taking an interest in gardening also. So I think that's cool.
Yes. Oh, I think it's extremely cool. And it's really nice to have. Well, it's going to be nice to have somebody who gets the whole dirt thing. It really is.
He's out there playing in the dirt anyway, right?
Yeah. Might as well plant something in it while you're there. So it was a really good day.
Oh,
gosh, I can't believe I talked that long about Middleton Place, but you should go. It's really cool.
Well, it was the historic plantation, that's the part that you love, as evidenced by the next voicemail. There are other parts of the vacation that you were not as fond of. So take a listen to this.
Hi, it's Tuesday. I've been stuck on the island all day long. Did you know that the ocean's stinky and salty and very sunny and hot and windy and there's like seagull poop everywhere? Okay, not really everywhere, but still, I'm still not a big fan of the beach. And I can't wait to go shopping tomorrow. Woo, shopping! Yay! Bye! Bye, 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 bye.
Oh, my.
So, they don't have seagull poop when you go shopping?
Oh, I was looking forward to going to Savannah after having spent about, I don't know, 12, maybe 13 excruciating minutes on the beach. It was terrible. It was awful. I couldn't believe I was there. And I couldn't wait to get away from it.
You're just not keen on the whole beach thing, huh?
I really don't like the beach. I think the beach ought to be left to people who like it.
And that would not be you. But you love the pool.
That would not be.
You like water tamed.
I like my water tamed. Well, Amy, honestly, I like lakes and rivers, too. I just like fresh water, mostly.
Not salt water. Were there jellyfish this time?
There were not. It had cooled off just enough so that the jellyfish were not anywhere around. Nobody got stung by a jellyfish this time. And that was a refreshing change because the last time we were there, we all got stung.
Ow. And I just read recently that the old wives' tale cure for jellyfish stings is counterproductive.
Is that the... Which old tale?
One that was on the Friends episode about.
I'm, you know, relieved to find out it's counterproductive because I never let anybody do that to me.
No. I don't know where it was that I heard about that. It was a reliable source that said that they had heard this thing and they got stung by a jellyfish and somebody else offered to assist them. And then that happened. And then it was even more excruciating. And so don't do that. And if you guys have heard the wives' tale, then you know what I'm talking about. And otherwise, just don't even worry about it because you don't want to know what the thing is anyway.
Or you can always write to us at how do you fix a jellyfish sting at gritstoglitz.com.
Exactly. Yes.
But I have to confess that as much as I was looking forward to shopping, I was looking forward to shopping in Savannah, and instead I went back to Charleston.
Well, that's not so bad.
That's not so bad at all.
Don't we love...
A really good day.
We love Charleston anyway.
Yes, we do.
It's beautiful. I love that place. So, you got to Charleston, and you called in this report.
Hey, Grits to Glitz. I am sitting on the flight deck of USS Yorktown, looking across the harbor at Charleston. It is absolutely gorgeous, and I just saw a picture of the USS Shangri-La, which Daddy was on. And I'm just having a really good day and wanted to check in. Bye, bye, bye.
I am getting tireder sounding as these voicemails go on.
Well, it does sound tired, but it also sounds subdued and a little reverent, too, because the Yorktown, if for those who may not be familiar, is a big aircraft carrier, naval aircraft carrier, and our father was a pilot in the Navy during World War II.
Right, on the Shangri-La, which isn't there at Patriots Point. There's just a picture of it. But I don't think I've ever seen a picture of it, so to see it was really cool. And also, this is my second time at Patriots Point. There are an awful lot of Navy veterans there, and these are usually older men, and they're so happy to be there. I mean, they are just, they're waiting with bated breath to tell you everything they know about the Navy and the ship you're touring and everything going on there. It's a really cool place to go.
And I'm so glad that you appreciate it and that people do appreciate it, because those men are not going to be around that much longer.
No. Well, I mean, some of them are. We're always getting fresh new veterans.
Well, true. Yeah, but I'm thinking of the World War II veterans.
Yeah, there were only two or three World War II veterans there, but there were a lot from Korea and Vietnam and on.
And see, and so, I'm not, and of course, I don't know Navy history, but I haven't heard much about the Shangri-La. I know that Daddy said he was on that aircraft carrier in the middle of the Pacific Ocean heading towards Japan when all the alarms and bells and things started going off and the war was over. And you think, wow, yes. What timing.
Yes, it was commissioned right at the end of the war. It was commissioned in 1945 and never saw action, but it was sent to Japan as part of the peacekeeping.
Yeah, they efforts. Did continue on, right?
Yes, but Daddy spent most of World War II going to college because the Navy said he was smart.
Yeah.
I always thought that was so funny that he spent most of World War II. He enlisted really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And the Navy said, "Ooh, you're going to college."
We're going to smarten you up, boy.
Poor Daddy. But it was really cool, and I enjoyed that immensely. That was actually our last day in Charleston, and it was exhausting. I walked myself. That phone call is in the middle of the day, and I went on for another couple of hours touring Coast Guard cutters and destroyers and a submarine and an aircraft, that aircraft carrier. And that's miles and miles and miles of walking.
Oh. Well, to cap off the trip report, what was the very best thing that happened during your whole time there? Your very favorite thing.
Oh, my very favorite thing happened at the house. We were sitting on the veranda outside the house overlooking this little lagoon of water. And we're just watching blue heron and birds and little fish jumping out of the water. I have no idea why the fish jump, but they jump really high.
They have to do it for the summertime song, but okay.
Yes, was the cotton they do. High? But there was this noise, this chattering noise, and then a bird came wheeling really low over the water. And as it came swooping up in front of us, I gasped and I said, "That's a kingfisher," whereupon Wesley gasped and said, "Yes, it is." And I've never seen a kingfisher, and I've certainly never seen one fishing. But not only did it fish, but another kingfisher came and tried to fish in the same spot, whereupon they started fighting.
Just like men.
And then another one came. So it was a dog fight in the air just over this lake, and it was all... And kingfishers are noisy and chattering and quarrelsome. It was great. It was fabulous. It was amazing.
You must have had a house right at a really good fishing spot, because you also told me about a heron.
Yes, there was a heron. A heron came down and caught a fish and jumped up on someone's dock just across the way from us and stood there while this little silvery fish went flippy, flippy, flippy in the sun. Like a little glittering rhinestone. And then finally it stopped flipping so much, and that heron tipped his head back and gulped it down.
Gloomp.
It was so cool. I know, that's crazy. How could I say that? I went to Charleston and I looked at a house that was absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, the one that you were telling me about that was used for naval offices?
Yes, the Calhoun House, which was used for naval offices and was abandoned for a while. And everything, all this fancy woodwork and brass work and all this stuff, and it was all painted battleship gray.
That's the Navy.
Painted the entire thing battleship gray, and someone saved it in 1976, and it is a show place now. Wow.
Wow. Was all in all, would you say that this was a good vacation?
All in all, I would say I got to hang up now and go back.
You say you guys are planning on going back next summer, right?
Yes. We love it so much down there. We really do.
Well, it sounds like there's something for everybody. I've been there. I remember, of course, you know, and it was beautiful and not undiscovered these days. Alas, people have discovered it and built condominiums. Dang it. It was just beautiful. And that's the thing. I've been to Florida and okay, yeah, there's a beach with a jillion people on it and people jumping around in the waves and good for them. But I love the beach at Edisto because there's not a jillion people. There's not a tanning oil salesman every 20 feet. It's
right.
Just, yeah. Oh,
yeah. So it was a pretty cool trip. And yours will be cool too.
What?
Your trip will be cool too.
Oh, I'm planning on it. We're going to go on a jet boat.
Oh, you really are?
Well, not the whole time. You know, most of the time we're going to be on the great big floating hotel. But we're going to stop at one of the places and go on a jet boat. And I will tell you all about that after it happens.
Woohoo!
But you also, when you were in Edisto, you avoided the weather. And we have a Vocabulary Vixen weather lesson.
She was from Palermo, in town for May and June. I met her last 3 weeks, I knew she'd leave us soon. She was here to learn some English, what was I to do? I taught her everything I could, and she taught me things too. And for 3 weeks, I spent my working days trying to recover. As each night just got longer with my language school lover.
Oh, don't you love Dead Man's Corner?
I do. I love Dead Man's Corner from the PodSafe Music Network with Language School Lover, one of our favorite songs. And we
haven't played
our
it
listeners
in forever.
A lot, but they love it, too.
Yes.
The Vocabulary Vixen is shimmying into her peignoir and reclining on the chaise lounge for this week's lesson.
Holy cow. Okay. Woo. How vixenish can you get?
I don't want to denigrate or downplay the seriousness of actual severe weather events, except that in South Carolina, they pronounce a big, big, big storm in such a way as to make it sound really kind of pleasant.
And how is that?
Hurricane.
Hurricane. Like a pelican.
Yes, like something that, well, I'm going to just sit out this hurricane, and then I think I'll have some tea.
Edisto has survived a lot of hurricanes, too, hasn't it?
Yes, they have. I took a history tour, and the tour guide has lived at Edisto Island her entire life. And she referred to hurricanes. A hurricane came through in the late 1800s and completely blew away Eddingsville Beach. And I'm riveted, you know. I'm sitting on the edge of my seat going, say it again. Come on, say it again.
I'll give you a dollar if you'll say it again.
Later on, she said, the last really bad hurricane, you know, was Hurricane Hugo.
And that was it.
Two times in one sentence. And the great thing is, there's nothing wrong with that pronunciation, but it is absolutely the most immediate way of letting you know exactly where you are.
Well, the South Carolina accent and Southern accents run the gamut. There are a number of them. But the thing in the Carolinas is the lack of the letter R. But you have to have one in hurricane.
You have to have one in hurricane. But I just, honestly, it was so beautiful to hear. I want everybody to try to find a way to put on a Southern accent and use the word hurricane this week. It'll make you feel so fabulous.
I promise to do so.
Thank you.
And you didn't have any really terrible weather to mess up your vacation. I don't intend to have any bad weather to mess up my vacation.
Oh, good. Stay away from bad weather. I do watch the weather. I need to check up on it. When do you leave?
I leave Las Vegas on Friday night, and I'm going to New York, and we're going to cruise out of New York on Sunday. So I'm going to have Saturday in New York to fiddle around.
Oh, and poor Amy.
I cannot
poor
wait.
You. Oh, man. A day, I know where I'd be running.
Where would you go?
First, I would go to any of a dozen delis and get a roast beef sandwich.
Yes. New York delis do it differently than anybody else.
Then I would run to Broadway and I would see a show. Are you going to see a show?
Yes, I am. I'm going to go see Boeing Boeing.
Oh, that's getting good reviews.
It got Tonys and stuff, too. I was going to try and see Wicked because I've heard such great things about it, but buying tickets late as I was going to have to go to StubHub or something, and they were $200 a person. So I said,
yikesy. Maybe next time. Book. I'll send you the book when I'm finished.
Yeah. And oh, that's right. You got the book when you were on vacation.
Yes, I did. And it's marvelous.
But Boeing Boeing is a rollicking 60s sex farce thing. So sounds like it'll be a hoot.
You bitch. Okay, I'm really jealous. I love you, but you're such a bitch.
The premise is there's a guy in Paris, and he has three flight attendant girlfriends. And then I think the 747 comes along, and he's always been able to avoid each one because their schedules were messed up. Now they've got this fast jet, and their schedules start colliding, and hilarity ensues.
Oh, I so would love to see it. Please have a good time. We want a full report and a theatrical review.
I will do that. And I'll tell you about the jet boat, too.
We'll be back on Wednesday night with our Project Runway. I know I am inferior to Steve.
You are not inferior. He was fun. You know, one thing though, I discovered, you must come back to Las Vegas because it is so much easier to converse face-to-face.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, it is. Steve was marvelous. I'm glad he filled in for me. Thank you, Steve. You rock.
He rocks.
And thank you for listening. You guys are the best. You rock, too.
Give us a call at 206-309-7232 or write to us at Amy or Bay at gritstoglitz.com or something creative at gritstoglitz.com and tell us about your vacations.
Bye, bye, bye.
Talk to y'all later. Bye.
Greasy coffee beans. The only high that's really clean. I like cream in my coffee like a thundercloud. Sugar as sweet as a horn is loud. If you wanna break the old routine, grind up some greasy coffee beans. Ah, greasy, greasy coffee beans. Greasy, greasy coffee beans. Greasy, greasy coffee beans.